You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios this morning the very lovely, the very brilliant, the very talented... Who else could it be but Christy Lundby Hill? How are you, Christy?
Thank you, Dan. You always make me blush when I come in here.
Are you keeping above water?
Yes. We have no water in our basement, but we've had quite a few homes that, you know, we've heard of that have. So it's a lot of melt.
It is. It really, really is.
Yes.
So, yeah, I bet there's a lot of homes out there with water. I know this building that we're in has water in the basement. I mean, we're cleaning it up as it seeps in, but...
You know, I've got several buyers who've written offers on house that we're closing on in a couple weeks or a month or something, and one of them contacted me today and said, can we go back through it just to make sure that they haven't had any... And I'm like, you know what, I think I better call back all the buyers that I've sold houses to. Ooh. We should go through all of them just to make sure. I mean, ice dams are a problem, you know, maybe roofs. Issues, so, or at least call install the agents and talk to them about it and just staying on top of these things.
You bet. Well, how's the market this week?
It's been busy. You know, with it getting a little warmer, I think buyers are starting to come out. We listed one in Cottage Grove, a split entry house for $250, and had close to 20 showings in 2.5 days, and we had 4 offers. So that one went fast. And then we had a townhome on Yellowstone that a couple days on the market.
And it was gone.
So, yeah, they're moving fast. Anything, especially first-time home buyers under 300.
Okay. So is it a correct statement to say they're moving as fast as the running water?
Yes, they are, unfortunately. It's a little crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
How can folks get a hold of you, Christy?
They can call our office at 437-2121, or they can email me at Christy Lundby or Christy Hill at edinarealty.com, and Christy is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-Y.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we kind of touched on our topic of the week a little bit, how to avoid problems when selling.
Oh, yes.
And with all of this spring thaw and all of the water and stuff, is it fair to say that even in some of the best situations where people haven't had water, that may show up this year?
Yeah, I actually went to another townhome last week to look at theirs, and they almost canceled it because they started having some roof leaks.
Ooh.
And it's, you know, more than likely it's caulking around some of the vents and all the things, you know, but they're in contact with their association and they're just like, ugh, you know, what do we do? And are we going to have to disclose this? And I'm like, yep.
I was going to ask you, so now they filled out their disclosure.
Yep.
There wasn't anything that they knew of and now all of a sudden that's changed.
Yeah, well, this is one that hasn't sold yet that's thinking about it. So, you know, but even on ones... where they are already sold and they start having an issue, they have to do an amendment to the disclosure to disclose problems. So we need to follow up on all the houses that we've sold and check and see if they're having any issues.
Really?
And have them do an amendment to the disclosure because it is to cover the seller. I mean, that they're giving in writing to the buyer, this is what's happened, you sign off, you're okay on it, you can't come back after me. So disclosures are to protect the seller. And to be honest to the buyer, because the buyers want to know, you know, what's happened, what was done to correct it, is it going to happen again? So that's their concern. So whenever somebody has a water issue, whether it's a roof or a basement, you need to keep good records on what you did to fix it. And then, you know, if you have any proof that you've gone through a season and haven't had it happen again, or just... you know, keep records of what was done. If you do an insurance claim, the new buyers will find that out because when they get insurance on it, that new insurance company will do a check on the house on all insurance claims that have been taken on that house. So we sometimes have issues.
Really?
Yes. So they can pull up a house and see all the claims that have been. So if a seller does not disclose that they had insurance claims, they can have problem getting new insurance on it. Or if, let's say, a seller... took out a claim to do a roof or had hail damage or something, and then they didn't fix it and they just pocketed the money, the new buyer, their new insurance company, may not cover it.
Wow. So, I did not know that.
Yeah, so there's issues like that can come up. Yeah, that's not so a fun one.
If I'm hearing you correctly, say, for example, we sell our house and it's already closed on, and 3 months later, you know, this comes, you know, this happens, the snow melts, and there's now water in the basement, which there never was since the day the house was built. We have to file something on that, or the new owner does?
Oh, the new owner would deal with
that. Okay, so we're off the hook then.
Yeah, I mean, well, I can't say you're off the hook, though, because, you know, I haven't started getting calls like that yet, but houses that maybe closed a few months ago or within the last year, if all of a sudden the new buyers this spring are getting water in, they're going to go back to, what did the seller say on the disclosure? If they had water before, and did they correct it? And if the sellers, all of a sudden they start talking to their new neighbors, oh yeah, we're getting water in, and the neighbors say, oh yeah, they had that last year, or they had that 2 years ago, and they didn't disclose it, there comes a lawsuit. So, you know, or going back to them saying, hey, you're going to pay to get this fixed. And the sellers are not off the hook if they didn't disclose. That's why the disclosure is so important for them to put down everything that's happened, because then the buyer signs off that they're aware of that. And then you can't come back after them if they disclosed an issue. So that's why you need good records on that kind of stuff.
And I never realized that insurance companies, could I call, let's say I bought a new home a couple years ago, can I call our current agent and say, hey, were there? Can you give me any claims that were filed on this house? That's interesting.
I think so. I think it's called a, well, at least in Wisconsin. I'm not sure if in Minnesota. In Wisconsin, I think it's called a CLUE report. Okay. And I don't know if that's a nationwide name for it, or if that's just what where I've heard of it. But they should be able to look up a house and look up any claims that have been on it. I also recently had, this is an interesting one. So I sold a house in Rosemont, and the buyer bought it 2 years ago, and I sold it to him. And it had an unfinished basement. Well, he finished the basement and called me last December and wanted to sell it, and I said, Wait, you got to be in the house 2 years or else you're going to pay capital gains. So we can't close on it till March, after March 16th. That's when you bought it last year. So we're closing March 18th now. So
really? Yeah. I did not know. Wow, you're bringing up a lot of I did not know that.
Well, capital gains years ago used to be, and some people still think this is in effect, but it's been gone for 10, 15 years, where people would make so much money out of their house, and they always thought that they had so long, they had just a short period of time to reinvest money.
Right.
That's gone. That's out. That's been gone for many, many years. The rule is that you have to have lived in the house 2 out of the last 5 years.
Okay.
Or you will pay capital gains. There's also some price points that I think a single person, I'd say talk to your accountant, but there's price points, and if it sells over so much, too, you might have capital gains.
So if I buy a house for, say, $100,000 and I sell it for $1 million, that might be a price point in there.
That'd be a price point that you might have to pay some capital gains on. I would say talk to your accountant at that point.
That might be the extreme, but you're bringing up things that, wow, nobody has brought up on this show for all.
I was just sitting there thinking, what do we talk about? And I just thought of what are issues that are happening right now, and these might be for other people. So I think they're good issues to just bring up.
Now, there used to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, is this a correct statement? There used to be a one time, if you sold your house and there was a lot of capital gains, there was a one time forgiveness on it?
I think that's the old rules.
That's the old rules. Yep. Okay.
Yep. It's almost strictly what you sold it for, how much you made. But if you're a single person or married, they're different amounts, and you have to have lived in it 2 out of the last 5 years.
I did not know that. Wow. Okay. So,
and you can take your money and not buy another house. You don't have to. You don't have to do anything with that cash now. So there's no reinvestment time periods and all that kind of stuff. Your cash is your cash. You can do what you want. Okay. So this guy in Rosemont, so we listed his. He finished the basement, and, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I'm glad I thought of this when and I told him, I said, keep your receipts on whatever you did to the basement, because it's very likely the title company might come back and want to know, you know, what the title company does is they're giving you an owner's title policy saying the title's clear and we're going to guarantee it with a policy. Okay. So in order for them to give a policy, they want to make sure if anybody did any work on the house in the last so many days. I think it's 90 days or 120. I don't know exactly. They want to make sure everybody's been paid, or else they could come put a lien against the house, and because they gave owner's title insurance, they'd be responsible for that.
Okay.
So they're to the point now where they're going on our MLS and looking, and if we have in there, you know, newly finished basement, newer kitchen, you know, things like that, they're coming back and actually putting it in the title work that we have to provide lien waivers for all this stuff. And so I got the call a couple weeks ago, and they had, I mean, in the MLS, we had that the washer, dryer, water softener were 2018. Well, that's way more than, you know, or was it 17? It was more than 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, well, we need to see it wasn't the end of 2018. So we had to find the receipts for all this stuff. So, I mean, I'm to anybody who buys anything or finishes anything right before you sell, keep all your receipts because the title company wants to make sure that you have, and he finished the basement himself. So he gives me.
Did he pay himself?
Yeah. No, but he's like, I didn't have any contractors. He's like, I had a buddy who is a plumber come over and just show mm-hmm. me what to do, and I did the work myself. And I said, did you get work, you know, what's it called?
Permits.
Stuff. So he actually found a link to Apple Valley, and you can look up an address and see all the work permits that have been pulled.
Really?
I didn't even know you had that. Uh-uh. So that was something new I just found out. And it had permits all the way back to when the kitchen was done in 2013. So I printed all those off, sent them to the title company, and then he had a big pile of Menards receipts of all the stuff he bought, and I had to make copies of them all and send them to the title company. But hey, you know, it worked, and they said that's fine, that's sufficient. So they just wanted to make sure nobody's going to come in and put a lien against the house, some contractor that didn't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another interesting thing. So things to avoid problems when you sell a house, if you do any work, keep mm-hmm. the receipts.
Wow.
Especially, and if you get a work done by any professional company, you'll have to have a lien waiver filled out by
mm-hmm.
them. And we have blank copies of lien waivers. I've had to send it, even when buyers do an inspection and they say, we want to you to have a furnace or a plumber come out and do some small thing that's $200. I then send the seller a blank copy of a lien waiver and say, when you pay them, have them fill this out. Because title company is going to want it.
So they don't automatically do that anymore when you do work, huh?
No, they just give you a paid receipt. They think it's good enough, but for the title company, they want a lien waiver.
Wow.
So there's just a lot of little things like that we've got to be on top of.
Really? And like yeah. I say, all these years we've been doing this show, I've learned a whole lot.
Well, we could take any of these few topics that we just talked about, maybe do a whole other show on one. You know, the lien waivers, and then you got capital gains, and then you got water issues. So you got mm-hmm. all these different things and disclosures, you know, that are issues.
How much is that going to affect a sale? Let's just say this year, because this is a really
you know,
this isn't an everyday occurrence year. This is one of those years that it may not ever happen again. How is that going to affect a sale? I mean, if they say now, okay, so I owned the house for 20 years, and in 2019 I had water in the basement, and I haven't had any since, but there wasn't really anything I could do because I didn't know what caused it.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to try to figure out what caused it, because when you're disclosing you want to. Like, for
10
instance,
feet of snow?
Well, yeah. But it could be that, you know, I just heard an agent in our office showed 7 houses the other day. First-time home buyer, single-family homes. Probably more Ramblers, splits, that type of thing. You know, 4 of them had water in the basement, she said.
Wow.
So it's common, but there's usually, like, are there gutters? You know, so if there aren't gutters, maybe you want to put up gutters so you can try to avoid it. If it's not landscaped going away from the house, maybe you need to re-landscape it. So you may have to do some of those things mm-hmm. to prove to a buyer that you've done your due diligence to try to fix it so this doesn't happen again. You know, another thing I've heard of that's issues that I never thought about was we had a seller that had gutters, and then they had a drain thing that went under the ground under the sidewalk,
oh,
right?
Oh, yep.
Well, it freezes down below ground. And so if those are frozen, the water's not going there and it's going down close to the house.
That's right.
So she said that they unhook it before winter every year. And I'd never thought of that.
Wow, yeah.
But
because it wouldn't freeze, no water in there.
And I had actually a friend of ours called us up last night to see if we had any suggestions. And my husband went over there and helped him a little bit. And they had one of those pipes that with the gutter going under the ground, and it's frozen down there. So we're pretty sure that that is why they're getting they're getting water in that area in their basement. Mm-hmm. So they need to learn to unhook it in the winter because the water's not going to go through a frozen drain.
Right.
So, you know, things like that. Try to discover what was the problem so that you can try to fix it for future and then prove to the buyer. Because the buyers aren't going to be scared if you tell them the truth and you disclose what the problem was and what you did to fix it. If you say you didn't do anything to fix it, then they might be a little concerned.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes total sense, because if you know about it, then you just, as the new home buyer, okay, this, you know, if I don't, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's kind of like living out in the country where we're at, is the ends of all the driveways are washing out because the water is going down the road because the culverts are all froze yet.
Oh, yeah.
So, but that's a county issue. I mean, the county has to deal with that, but those would be the kind of issues that... And the years we've been in there, we haven't seen it because it hasn't been this much water.
Well, and the thing to remember is when you're selling, as a seller, you want to disclose everything
that you know about.
Because you know what? Your best friend, who's your neighbor, will now become the new buyer's best friend.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're going to tell him you had issues. So it's better to be honest and disclose everything.
Uh-huh.
And just, people are afraid to disclose. They think, well, if I tell them, nobody will want to buy it. Well, they'd rather know the truth than not know and then have problems and then you get sued. So... Right. Yeah, that's not a good thing. So we always make sure to tell sellers when they're filling that out, fill it out everything. Have you had an insurance claim, even for something small? We want you to put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Wow. So. Great, great topics. Wow.
Good.
I learned a lot of stuff. Anything else before we go?
That's it.
How can folks get a hold of you?
They can. My cell phone is 651-216-4676. You can call us at the office, which is 437-2121, and ask for one of the Lundby Hill team, or pop into our office. We are right on the frontage road of Highway 55.
You have nice offices, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Our realtor today, Christy Lundby Hill from the Lundby Hill team. Again, her phone number, 651-216-4676, or you can call the main number at 437-2121 and ask for any one of the Lundby Hill team. This is KDWA Hastings.